I have oat milk.
Like, I have to buy the flavor ones just because those are, like, 12 in a pack.
Yeah.
But, like, those two-pound bags, they're still there 3 months later. And they eat oatmeal every single morning. That's, like, their breakfast. Well, like, 90% of the time is oatmeal. Sometimes they'll have, like, cereal. But
fucking, what? Do they like cereal, or is it just because oatmeal's cheaper?
No, they like cereal, too. It's just because of my daughter's allergy, we had to get these weird only order off of Amazon cereals.
Oh, so right.
When they ran out, it would take, like, you know, days to get another one.
Gotcha. Yeah, oatmeal's fucking terrible.
Yeah, and I hate grits, freaking, too. It's like super healthy Chex. Or is Chex already healthy?
You like grits?
It's like fruit pump. No, I don't like that.
I hate grits.
My mom ain't cook that shit.
Yeah, I know, because y'all Jamaican. Porridge, like,
which is like almost the same thing, but she...
That's like oatmeal, that right?
Yeah.
Porridge is literally like wet cereal.
Yeah. But it's like a, from what I understand, I don't know if all Jamaicans did it, but like my mom would use it like a freaking...
A base?
Like a dip for like dumplings.
Yeah.
And shit like that. So like, yeah, obviously they put shit in it for the flavor, and then you kind of like dip the dumpling in it.
My aunt does that with this shit. Italians, their version of that would be like polenta. And it's just like corn. And
y'all be eating fucking placenta?
The
fuck?
No, polenta, I know. Yeah, placenta. Aged placenta. The 20-year-old placenta.
Y'all fucking woke bastards. You know that's what the woke do?
Yeah.
Like, fucking Israelites or whatever the fuck they call it.
Eating placenta and shit.
Yeah.
They're fucking weirdos. Nah, it's polenta, and I don't really like it, but I kind of like it when it's used as like when shit's cooked on top of it, or like when it soaks up the juices or something. Then I'm like, okay, I like that.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't fuck with what's this shit called? Fucking. I like cabbage. But I do not like cabbage, if that makes any sense. Like,
I like cabbage.
I like cabbage, but it's like, I have like corned beef and cabbage.
Mm-hmm. That's good as hell.
X, X, Y, and Z in cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
But like...
Like raw cabbage, I don't really like.
I can't have like... I guess the flavor that's with the cabbage got to be way stronger than the cabbage.
Yeah. Because
you know, like with the beef and cabbage, like that beef is really strong. You barely taste the cabbage.
And also, but I think the cabbage is, like, pickled. Isn't the cabbage, like, pickled?
Not the one that I had growing up.
But like, there is a pickled cabbage?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure
I pickled
cabbage that was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, but I had, it was called a bully beef. I don't know why.
You said what?
Bully beef.
Oh, I never heard.
That's just a Jamaican term for it. Like, for that meal. Like, mm-hmm. It was just fucking corned beef and fucking cabbage.
What's the most popular, most common Jamaican dish? Like, household dish?
Probably curry chicken, just because it's cheap. Like, everybody had curry chicken in their house.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I wonder if, you know, like, y'all be with them spices. Like spices. And, and I feel like I wonder how much of that is because that's like a port. That was like a, when.
I think a huge part of it is that.
Yeah.
Because there's like a large Indian population and mad spices come from India.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, that's like the port where everything would like come in before I think they hit the mainland. At least like from that.
It was enough area. Indian people in Jamaica that there's a class of people that are direct descendants of Indians.
Yeah, like Supercat.
Super Cat. Oh, no, Indian, I'm right? saying, like, yeah, Super Cat, but I'm saying, like, they have a, not, that's a better way of saying it, they have a racist term for them.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a better way. Like, there's so much of them that they got a racist term now.
Right.
They what call is them it? Coolies.
Oh. I thought that was a good thing.
No.
Oh.
it's a good thing because Jamaican people are racist. Because they were like, oh, you got coolie hair, which is like you got Indian people hair, yeah. And they want that. Because of, I don't know what kind of internal. Well, look, that's where Willie Lynch is from, so.
Willie Lynch?
Yeah.
He's from India?
No, Jamaica. Like, they went to Jamaica to get him.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
Who's Willie Lynch, the guy who invents the lynching, right?
They named the lynching after him.
Oh, is he the first to be lynched?
No, he was such a good slave tamer, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, like a horse, like people breaking a horse.
Yeah, that Jamaica was called the Buck-Breaking Island.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why. I remember one time you was telling me that they would rape them.
Yeah, they would.
Like that's why,
super homophobic.
Yes, that's, I remember now.
And it was like public rape. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like, oh, I'm doing this.
Yeah, it was like humiliation.
Yeah, it was like, oh no, that's your wife and kids?
Yeah. And you rape them in front of everybody, in front of society.
Yeah.
So you're forever shamed. Knock that confidence out of you.
Or they pour fucking sugar on you, which is fucking torture.
Why?
Because it's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of degrees.
Oh, right.
Because it's like a liquid form.
Yeah.
Because they melt down the sugar cane.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's like this thing called tar and feathering.
Yeah.
You heard of that? Yeah. That's wild.
I think that's got to be worse. Just that's because wild. Like after the tar, you get feathered. Like, you're a chicken for the rest of the 24 hours you're alive. Yeah. And hopefully you die in that time. Like, don't be some tough guy that survives. Now you're just tar man.
Yeah. Don't be some tough guy that survives. Now you're just tar man.
You know how fucked up that's gotta be to survive that shit?
Hell yeah. And people did.
All the time. Castration,
yeah.
All that type of shit.
That's fucking wild. Yo, that's wild.
And that's why, like, when people be like, oh, if I was back then, I would blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, look, man, I say the same thing. But when we really get into it, it's not going to take a lot for you to fold.
Uh-huh. I know. Yeah, seriously. Like, we do it all the time where we're like, oh, if somebody did this to me, da-da-da-da-da. And then, I know for me, there's been times where I was like, eh, I'm just going to, you know, not do shit because I just don't want to deal with the drama.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you never, I know, I saw my sister get attacked by a dog when I was a kid, and I would have thought that I would have been like, oh, yeah, I seen somebody get attacked by a dog. I'm jumping in and beating that dog's ass.
Yeah.
But I froze. I was like, I couldn't really tell if it was playing at first, and then, like, I don't know, it was just like a surreal moment. Like, I froze. And, like, shit's fast, and that's like, you know, if you freeze a lot, that's a lot of action going by.
Yeah.
So it's like, you never know how you are going to react.
And then even if you are that type, okay, you're good. Let's say, for instance, all the shit that you say is true. Are you going to continue to react like that when you're the only one?
Yeah, right.
Just like when, like, say, for instance, somebody's getting attacked by a dog and they just laying there. I feel like somebody is more willing to help them if they're also fighting the dog off themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I just think people haven't lived a hard life at all. Who the fuck is that?
The number one overall pick.
Oh, Mr.
Wembanyama.
Can't play three games in a row?
Not even back-to-backs. But yeah. Yo, you think he gonna be nice? Wembanyama?
I feel like he, after seeing that he only played those couple of games, has a huge question mark.
So what's Giannis's name again? Say it.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo, right? Yeah. Isn't that crazy? After all these years of me knowing who Giannis is, it's been a decade. I'm a basketball fan and everything. I still cannot fucking say his name. See, I forgot it already. I swear to God, I attended. What was it again?
Antetokounmpo.
Whatever. Fuck that guy. Giannis.
It's just like Yao Ming. And he was like, he fucking never corrected anybody. Everybody just called him Yao.
What is it?
His name is Ming.
What's Yao? China,
Yao's his last name. China, they do shit backwards. So they say your last name and your first name. But everybody in America thought he was Yao Ming. And he never corrected anyone.
But on his jersey, it said Yao, though. His jersey would say y'all.
Oh, yeah. So, but I was just saying, he was like, when people actually talk
to him. Yeah, yeah, they say y'all. They don't like, y'all, call him y'all Ming.
Blah, 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 blah. He was like.
Should have been Ming Yao.
He was so shy. Like, he was like super shy. That was like his whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like fucking, I was so shy. I just didn't want to correct anybody. It was like the same thing happened with Shaq. He was playing against Shaq. Because he was like one of the only people that gave Shaq a problem.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, fucking, he said some shit. Shaq said some shit to him. And then Yao Ming was like, good shot, my brother. And he was like, what the fuck, you speak English? He was like, yeah, you never asked me. He was like, because he was just shy. And he just wouldn't talk.
Yeah. I believe it.
That's what happens when you're a fucking science experiment.
Yao was, I didn't want to like Yao because I used to be racist as hell. For real, I hated Asians.
He's a literal science experiment, though.
Yeah, I know. But I hated him not because of that. Everybody knew that, like, when he was coming in. But it's like, like, it was just bad experiences with baseball. A lot of the Asian players would come in and just be, like, trash. So it's like, you know, I thought he was just another one of those, like, Asian hype, like, machines because of the market. Like, you know, they're trying to tap a market over there. So I didn't want to like him. I remember he got dunked out by Steve Francis.
That just lets you know how racist over there is, though.
Yeah.
Because their best player, they will not push.
I said Steve Francis. I meant Kobe.
Yeah, but they won't push that fucking Ruhai Hachimura will not get pushed. And he's, like, by far the best Asian player.
Fucking yeah, right?
Put up great numbers. He's on Team Jordan. Fucking.
But isn't he an American?
No. Nah.
I thought he
from Japan.
Oh, I thought he was like a U.S. Navy or something. Like, I thought he grew up in Japan but was like a Marine. Like, like his dad was probably a Marine.
Oh, no. Nah. I just remember him being like, oh, that was basically the reason he got a Jordan brand sneaker so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Is because no one from Japan. Like, China's a market, but Japan isn't.
Yeah.
And that would have been, like, I'm like, yo, that could be their guy to push to me.
Japan's a market, but not, like, so. Yeah, it's just not, yeah. They're racist. They do the
whole black people shit over there.
Yeah. That's a popular thing in Asia. They're racist as hell over there. I think,
But they're racist. I feel like even in China, if they have racial issues, whatever, but they still have enough to be like, I like this black guy that does this sport. Like, I think Japan is racist, real racist. Like, oh, niggers? No.
Like, those black people on the baseball team type shit?
Yeah, I feel like China might be, like, more prejudiced, less racist. Oh. Still racist.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, they'll blame COVID on black people. But...
Oh, yeah, they just need something to blame something.
Yeah. Fucking Japan's weird, yo. Those are weird ass people.
They'll be gone.
I never could understand the whole rape a schoolgirl tentacle fascination.
Yeah, that's some shit right there.
And that's not a small like. That's a that's I can popular. Tell you why it's like that. Why?
Okay.
Because I tried. Remember when we were in engineering, and at UHS, yeah. Me and Trevor were. Partners one time, and that was what I wanted to do, was the whole tentacle schoolgirl rape.
Oh, it's research. Actually an interesting fucking thing. It's because they're so fucking, I think it was England. I can't remember who it was. Well, one of them people that came over there and fucked they shit up, like, early on. Or was it, like, some show? Well, basically, there was, like, yeah, you can't show nudity or sex. So the euphemism for sex and all that shit was a tentacle.
Right.
So then it was like, you couldn't show a woman having sex, so it would be a woman having sex with like an octopus. And then that just spawned into all the shit they have now. Right. But like the old timey when they used to paint on a roll and all that shit, that's when it started. Because they
really? Is that old?
Yeah.
Oh, because
they
shit.
Weren't allowed by law to draw a naked woman. So everything that was covering her nipples and her vagina was fucking the tentacle arms of a squid. Because they're fucking ocean-type people and shit like that.
Yeah. That's interesting. That is fascinating. Huh. Isn't Japan a bunch of islands as well?
Yeah. It's like a cluster.
But it's also like a bulk of it's one big island, though, right? But
yeah, it's like it's like a major centerpiece, and then like from what I remember, cluster. A cluster of like a mad small ones around it. Yeah, because that's like where the old people live that live to like 120.
Yeah,
is it one of those islands?
In Italy too, one of the islands.
Yeah, Sardinia. I think it's because they got to do more work. Their body stays in motion longer and fucking.
Probably the air. It probably got like that salt water air. Probably helps keep them alive. I don't know.
Hawaiians would live longer there.
Yeah, but they only eat like Big Macs.
That's true. they eat pigs with pineapple.
Yeah, they eat pigs and pineapple till they're like 80. I'm like, bro, y'all would have made it to 140.
Oh shit.
Pigs and pineapple. Yo.
Tell me that's not the fucking, I don't know if you want to call it a stereotype, but like
that is 100% a luau thing. Yeah. Hell yeah. And Philippines like that too. It's called, I think, lechon, something like that. It's like a baby pig that's like basically rotisseried.
Talking about fucking random baby animals, the fucking Cornish hens is crazy.
Yo, them shits piss me off. They such a waste of money.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I just fucking, it just popped in my head. I was just like, yo, that shit's fucking stupid.
My mom used to buy those and stuff them. She'll like stuff it with more meat. Like stuff it with like sausage or like, I forget.
Cornish hen and stuff it in a turkey.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, turducken. Stuff that bitch in a duck. Stuff a duck in a turkey. Yo, I had a turducken. I didn't like it.
I had duck once.
I don't like duck.
It was actually banging. It was at the fucking Chinese thing in Mohegan Sun, I think it was.
Was it fried?
Chinese restaurant, yeah.
Really?
And it was like in a fucking... the tinfoil was on the whole duck. Like... Duck, and it was like a whole fucking duck.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I tried it. It was banging.
I would definitely eat a fried duck.
It sounds crazy to say, but it tastes like if turkey had more flavor, like a juicy turkey with more flavor.
Like gamey? Was it gamey?
Nah, but it had like that turkey kind of. You know, when you start chewing turkey, it kind of feels like it's just dissolving.
Like pasty.
Almost. Like, if a turkey's too dry...
Yeah.
And you start to chew it, it kind of get that paste kind of feeling. Yeah. It almost had that, but that paste kind of feel was, like, flavor.
Right.
I don't know how to, like, properly explain it. If I'm properly explaining it, but...
Nah, I think I know what you're saying.
It was pretty good, though. I don't think I would, like, seek it out.
Is it a strong flavor, though?
I just remember it being, like, distinct. Yeah, not strong, but like, I know this isn't chicken or whatever.
No, because I remember I had goose and duck before, and I didn't like neither. Like, it just has a funky taste to me.
Oh. I know it had a very distinctive...
But it wasn't fried. Neither of them were fried.
Oh. Damn, I thought I just did the thing.
What happened?
Oh, it's right here. Yeah, I would call it a distinctive taste.
She didn't jump on you? No. When you came in? Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't know. But I know what you're talking about, because I definitely, when I had that turducken shit, I remember I could taste it, and it kind of like polluted to me all the meat. Maybe if it was all cooked individually and then stuffed.
Oh yeah, maybe that would've.
That would change it because it
was overwhelming.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember it was all cooked together. I didn't really fuck with it. I've only had a turducken one time. I want to try a fried turkey, like deep fried.
Yeah,
turkey.
Yeah, I
want
to try that.
I remember the Allstate commercial. Remember the.
I think that's when I found out you could
deep fry. That's how I did. Yeah, yo, I fucked with that guy. I wonder what happened to him.
What, the Mayhem dude?
Mm-mm.
Or that night, it was the dude before him.
Oh, the black dude, the deep voice,
right?
Yeah.
He probably got a fucking really good deal.
That his voice,
Yeah. Because, you know, Allstate wasn't shit before him.
I think he does Verizon now. I could definitely see that. I think he
brought Allstate back.
Hell yeah.
And they was like, yo, we'll give you a percentage of the company if you do these shits for us because we're small. Yeah. And he was like, all right, fuck with it. I think, like, that Steve Aoki dude with Facebook. Well, I think that's his name. He be on Joe Rogan.
I don't know.
Oh. But he's a, he did a mural for Facebook when Facebook was just starting. And it was like, oh, we'll give you shares of the company. And he was like, all right, fuck it. I'm just an artist. And then fucking, it was worth like $300 million or some stupid shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was like, it was when Facebook had fucking 20 people in their office. He painted on their wall. Like a Facebook logo or some shit.
Oh.
And he was like, you know.
That DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, not the DJ. He's like the artist dude. Okay. I know he's this Asian dude.
Oh, you're talking about that crazy dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forget his fucking name. I fuck with that dude, yeah. Oh, I didn't know he got paid from Facebook.
Yeah, he got paid mad.
Fuck, man. What is his name? Ah, I forgot. I used to watch Vice.
He was like the Hotzas and the shit.
He used to be on Vice. And he did a... he hitchhiked across China. He hitchhiked across America. He hitchhiked, like, across the world, basically.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, it was pretty cool. It was really good. He was, like, going on, like, I think trains and, like, just hitching rides with random people.
Well, not hitching rides with random people, but, like, the trains and the fucking, all that shit looks fun. When they be showing the people traveling and whatnot.
Dude, it was awesome. They went through, like, Montana, I think, on the back of, like, some, like fucking bin.
Yeah.
And they were just, like, chilling and, like, the view, like, they went over a huge bridge and they're going through the mountains and the woods and shit. It looked awesome, yo. Like, it was so scenic. Because, like, trains be going real out there, especially, like, if it's carrying, like, military or, like, hazmat.
Yeah.
They'd be in the middle of nowhere. I remember when I used to drive trucks, I used to see, like, trains that... Like, I don't know, dude. It was miles long. It was so long. And it will have, like, tank. It'll have, like, tanks and shit on it.
Get him, man. She's like, I can get him from run around the house. But, you ever get an escort when you drove trucks?
No. Like a prostitute?
No. Like when you're driving, alphabet people are in front of you and behind you, and they're like, you're going to this place. Don't fuck up.
Oh, no.
My uncle was like, he had a couple of those. And he was like, those are the weirdest ones. Because it'll be fucking...
It's like security.
1,000 pounds. Like, he was like, it's some dumb low ass weight.
Yeah.
It's like a 200 pound load.
Oh, yeah, I've had like, shit yeah, like that.
He knows it's 100% government documents.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's a dude in front of him in a car and a dude behind him in a car. And he has to follow them.
That's government shit. Yeah. He probably got that because he's been driving so long, I bet.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, you know, they will trust him. I was like driving only months. Like, I only drove a year.
Okay. And, oh, yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah, so, like, I wouldn't even be qualified to do something like that, probably. But, like, the closest thing to that I've ever done was I transported, like, I think it was a 1,500-pound crate of Viagra, and I brought it to Mexico.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I just had to follow these, like, specific instructions. Like, you have to follow their, like, setup. And then anytime you stop, you have to call a number and tell them where you stopped. And then you have to call them and tell them when, I think, if I remember right, you had to call them when you took off again. Like, if you went on break, if you went to get gas, if, like, you had to give them a heads up about everything.
Damn.
Yeah. And there was, like, some stuff that I'd carry, and depending, like, if it's pharmaceuticals, like, normally it's pharmaceuticals that it's like that, but there's stuff that it's less strict, and pretty much, like, the only thing they really ask you to do is, like, at least back it up into a pole, that way somebody can't open the doors.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're gonna, like, park it, like, if you could do something like that. And, like, always, like, if overnight, always stay in, like, a lit spot under a light. Stay around cameras.
Well, that seems just, like, smart moves to me, in general.
That's what you would normally do anyways, yeah. But, like, that's pretty much, like, there would be stuff like, they would just, instructions. It would be, like, where you don't have to call, but that's, yeah, like, pretty much what they ask you to do. There are some places you have to call them. Just give them all the you got to do a fingerprint thing, and you got to get your picture taken. But they pay a lot. I think one time we brought something, like, only a couple hundred miles. Like, we literally got it there in, like, 4 hours. And I think it paid, like, $6,000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it costs, like, nothing to really bring it there. Like, it was just on the way to go get something anyways. Like, we would drive out the way like that just to pick up something. So it's like, we got to fucking make $6,000 on our way to work, basically.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
Hell yeah. That's why those are the best, those pharmaceuticals. I bet you if you were to ask your uncle, he'd say the same shit about that government document. It probably was like a 7-hour drive. Them shits be like a lot of times they'd be like short rides that pay a shit ton.
Yeah, because he was like, we was talking about it. I remember that conversation because he always talking about his wife, and that should be funny as fuck. So he's like, that's why I got this job. I go on the road, I drive for 3 weeks straight.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm 50. It take me 3 weeks to get horny. I come back home, fuck this bitch, leave. I was like, yo. Well, you know, he's like 65 or something. But yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm old. Like, fuck, by the time I'm horny, I'll come back home, knock her off one time, then go back for 3 weeks. And I'm like, yo, you're bugging. And he was like, the only time he ever took short contracts was fucking when he had a whole bunch of those. Not even a whole bunch. He had like three. And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking do these three and not have to work for a month or some shit. Like a month and a half. So, I guess.
Oh, you want to smoke out there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, like, the dude I drove with, he used to get hookers and stuff. Like, he didn't say nothing, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I could tell. Like, he would do shit. Because he was, like, one of them dudes that never left the truck, ever.
Oh, shit.
Like, ever. He lived in the truck. So, like, he would only get out the truck to go, like, you know, like, for a reason.
Yeah.
I would always just, I'm like, you know, we're going to be in Phoenix for the whole day. I'm just going to go explore Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bored. Like, I don't want to be in the truck. Like,
I can see it, right?
I want to walk around and stuff. Like, I've never been to Phoenix. Phoenix is fucking massive. You can't walk around Phoenix. That shit's crazy. You need a car. But there's, like, places, like, we'd go, and I'd be like, dang, like, I'm gonna walk around and explore shit, so that way I can say I've been there.
Yeah.
And then not just drove through it. And then he would never do something like that. So, like, anytime, he would just be like, I'll be back. I'm like, all right. And he would say his wife, she died, he was married, and he was like, she don't really give a fuck. She's like, basically, like, what you do over the road stays over the road. Don't bring that shit home with you, basically. That's it. Yeah. Which is pretty reasonable.
Fucking Joe Dribble over here.
Hold this.
Yes, sir, Mr. Shackleford.
What the fuck?
Huh?
What's
that?
Not
Rusty
Shackleford? Nah. Who the fuck is that?
Fucking, you know, King of the Hill? The fucking Dale?
Yeah.
The one that's like conspiracy dude.
Oh yeah.
Fake name. Or yeah. I'm bugging the Amazon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. This is.
Yeah, that's right. My name is Rusty. Hell yeah, yo! I don't be trusting them fucking shits. My phone recorded me. That's enough. Yo, what do you think that Wembanyama dude's career gonna be like? Hall of Famer?
I think he got two paths he can go down, honestly. It's either Hall of Fame or some weird... I like... Chris Broussard said it. It's like... it's Hall of Fame where it's like he's underachieving. Just because of everything that they're putting on him and blah, blah, blah. So like... I see the only thing getting in his way is injury. Like, oh, he comes in, maybe he's too small, he gets pushed around, he puts some muscle on, like almost like a Giannis type of thing. And then in a few years, maybe he's, you know, he's a completely, maybe he can't because he's taller, though. I don't know. But I think the only thing stopping his career from a Hall of Fame career is injury.
I think Giannis came in much more raw, too, though. Like he, yeah. This dude's definitely more skilled.
About physical size.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know, for sure.
Super skinny.
Yeah, he is so, super skinny, but I feel like in today's league, that's okay. Like maybe a little bit more, like you know, of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
he
maybe
he don't got to be like you know how like Giannis is like 260 now maybe.
No, he don't need to get like Giannis.
Yeah, like or Anthony
he
Davis.
Needs to put a little something on just so he can't get pushed around exactly, by like a Giannis or
by a guard.
Yeah,
like Brandon Miller, a rookie guard. This because motherfucker got bodied by a little boy.
His speed is gonna outclass all centers.
Yeah.
Centers are going to have a hard time just keeping up with him, and he can handle the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can shoot.
Yeah, so like.
Oh, yeah, he got skill weird. For sure. Like,
it's
going to
be something
tell.
The NBA is going to have to get used to, for sure.
Yeah, and he's fucking just his size and his length and everything alone, the fact that he can handle that with his athleticism, he's already a top tier defender.
Yeah, and he has eyes. I've seen him hit a couple of nice passes in the D League.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he, you know, and they weren't just like, oh, you're wide open. It was like some, you know, I would call them difficult passes, and he made them clean. So
honestly, I think his career is probably not going to be long. It's probably going to be like 14 years. It's probably going to be filled with injuries. You know, because just I don't think that size can handle the speed of the game, the pace of the game anymore. And not without that, like, I don't think he's going to be able to handle it, to be honest. And maybe 50 games a year type shit, 60. And then I can see something like 4 All-Stars, maybe because they really trying to push him. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe he deserves some, too. Maybe an All-NBA.
Yeah, I don't. The full season thing, I see that being iffy.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the change in the rules, I don't know if they were thinking about it or they actually did. But like the minimum amount of games needed to be played, that may mess with his chances of winning things.
That's true. They did enforce that now. It's like 65, I
yeah.
think.
So if it's 65 games, you're thinking, you know, around 60.
I always felt like you have to have played like high 60s, like 68. So like 65, I'm okay with.
Yeah, so that may be a problem for him too. Because like you're saying, well, already, not even like you're saying, he, for some reason, I don't know what the reason is. I don't know if they talked about the reason, but he can't play. What's up with that? That's real weird.
Especially playoffs. If so, that becomes an issue for, because, you know, it's a grind. And if they expand the...
And it's later in the year.
If they I know they're talking about maybe reducing games because of it, but I could also see them maybe... What if they were to increase games? What if they were to increase teams and games? And then now you have more, like, for TV contracts?
Yeah.
And then that's going to be a real fucking issue.
Then you could actually... I think it's going to become... more people are gonna start building their bench better.
That's what the, yo, I swear to God, I was thinking that they should go to 35 teams or 36 teams, and they should do like 100 games a year, and it should be a bunch of back-to-back games and triple games in a row, like just basketball games every fucking single day, and you have to show that you're the best fucking team. Like you're not, you cannot be carried by a single player.
Get rid of your DB. Manager, you want player management? All right. With 100 games, you can get player management now, or time management, whatever. Sure.
Not only that. Not that I'm anti-player, but if I'm looking out for the league and the teams, and their true investment in these part-time ass players, no matter how good they are, they're not worth the money they're getting. And so, if you were to expand the game, pretty much, you'd stop paying them so much because they'd be less valuable. So, I mean, I think that'd be... And it's better all around. Put more markets in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think they should definitely add... And not only that, I mean, add a fucking 100 teams. Add 350 teams, right? And do, like, levels. And then there could be a team, like the Detroit Pistons, say, like, say they pick in number one every fucking... Nah, I don't want to disrespect them. The Timberwolves, right? Fuck the Timberwolves. Even worse, the Knicks. Fuck the Knicks. So... The Timberwolves are worse than the Knicks, but I just hate the Knicks. So, say the Knicks always pick Lotto. They don't deserve to be in the NBA to me. They should be out the NBA. They should be into, like, the NBA too. Like, the B League of the NBA. They could be the number one team there. Say they're the worst team there. They got to go to the C and the D and keep dropping. It could be, like, 70 levels to the NBA. Mad fucking teams. You could do like 30 teams per level, and then you won't always have like basically the same good six teams. I mean, you still might, because soccer basically does that, and there's still like basically six good teams, and that's about it.
Damn. I don't know. I like the idea of having like the drop out. You got to drop down to the DB.
That's what soccer does. I'm a Juventus fan, and my team got, they're like the fucking Yankees of Italian football, and they got dropped out the fucking league.
Yeah, worst record, you get dropped out the league.
Yeah, it was terrible. Hey, we got dropped out because we were cheaters, though, but it still sucked. Had to play like 2 years in the D league.
Oh, shit. And there should be a freaking a summer league tournament for that last spot. So you get knocked out, you got a little bit of chance to get your team in shape.
Yep.
And your summer, here comes a summer tournament for that last spot in the NBA. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like a summer tournament.
Yeah.
To get in, like a play-in tournament. Yo, that'd be dope. Hell yeah, that'd be cool as hell. And if it's like, say like the fucking the Timberwolves get knocked out the league, and then like 7 years go by, and they're in like a play-in tournament to get back in the league, you know damn well every NBA fan's gonna be rooting for the Wolves.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a struggle. People are gonna fight to not be in last place.
Yeah, that's true too. So now that you're lot first pick.
Yeah.
Won't. Yeah, that's a good
point. And then point when you're too. In last place too, you basically get no off time, because summertime you're gonna have to play, and then right after summer you're back in the league.
Yep. No tanking.
Yeah. So.
And the lotto could go to like the lotto could be expanded too. Like more players could get drafted now. Like every college player could get picked. Every international could get picked.
Yeah.
The NBA draft could be like a whole week. It could be like a whole week event. 4,000 players drafted. your boy at the Y gonna make it to the fucking lowest level of the NBA. That'd be dope.
Top 10 at every position. I don't know. If they had some type of setup where they could have make like like that knockout thing, that would be cool.
Yeah, and I think it would be cool to have, like, the game expanded where you have to bring in more, like, players from the D-League and shit.
Yeah, and then imagine now a D-League team makes it into the NBA. What does that do for that area? It explodes.
Yeah. Well, a D-League team would still belong to the NBA teams, though. Unless you would now make them independent teams.
Yeah, since you expanded.
Yeah, true.
And then the D-League team, wherever that is, that's where the, like, the, wherever their stadium is, that's where the game is.
You know what's cool as hell, too, is teams, it would be, every player that retires could basically start their own fucking team. And then you know damn well you're going to be a fan of D-Rose's team. Like, and D-Rose's team could make it to the NBA one day.
Players that like him, you got a chance of them going there. Not necessarily D-Rose, but, like,
yeah.
Fucking LeBron or fucking, you know, Steph Curry or some random, you know, I always grew up watching this dude. I'm gonna get on his team.
There's gonna be only like California, New York, Ohio, and fucking Texas probably. Chicago. It's literally the league's gonna be full of like only five teams or five states. It's just gonna be like the
Premier League for the NBA.
Yeah. Or is the
Premier League bigger than that.
The Premier League's about 30 teams. It's the same size.
Oh no, I was saying like if you're saying like it was only five teams. Or...
Oh no, I meant like five states. It would still be like 30 teams, but it would be crazy if it was from like five. The Premier League's not really like that, in a way, I guess, but because the names are different, so yeah, I guess so. It is like that, yeah, because like London has, I could be wrong because I don't know shit about like over there, but I believe it's like say Everton. Is basically like a place in London. Arsenal's like London. Chelsea's the other London team. And then there's probably like a bunch of other London teams. And those teams are all... Manchester's not London. Oh. But there's Manchester City. And then you got like Liverpool. And you probably got like two other teams from Liverpool. Possibly. And they're all in the Premier League. So, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You need to do something
with
NFL.
NFL, exactly. NFL could do the exact same thing. Literally the exact same thing. No tanking, all that shit. That's kind of like America's sport now.
Does the NFL even have like a D-League type of thing? Or is it just...
No. It's called Canada. It's college. You got like that.
That'd be cool if they did something like that for the NFL.
Yeah. Definitely. That's why these spring league teams is fucking cool. But, like, because I'm a Rams fan, and the Rams used to be in St. Louis. The XFL, I think it is, has a St. Louis team. They're called the Battle Hawks. Cool name. Jerseys are cool. Silver and, like, blue. Dope. And they had like the best attendance because St. Louis is a great city for like sports. It's a great sports city. And kind of, but whatever. So because when the Rams were there, they used to sell the tickets to the teams when we were doing bad. But you know what? Don't suck if you want people to watch. but I kind of think that's fucked up when a team is like trying to make playoff contention and it's an important game and you sold all the tickets to the rival fan base. Like,
yeah,
yeah, how great of a sports city are you really? But whatever. They sold out their attendance and the team was like 7-2 and they missed the playoffs. And the like I'm pretty sure like the dude that won MVP played for the team too.
That's wild.
Hell yeah! So it's kind of like it's cool, but they gotta fix some shit, cause that's inexcusable how like that team missed the playoffs. And like I'm not like a fan of them really, cause like I guess I root for them cause it's St. Louis. I just think it's cool. Like, I hope the XFL does great. Like, it'd be cool if there was football year-round.
You heard about this girl that played D1 baseball?
Nah.
Olivia Pachara?
She's Cuban? Dominican, Czech?
Queens, New York? Probably.
Oh, shit. She's D1? For who?
Brown University.
Rhode Island. Yeah, I don't know much about baseball college level. Like they could be great. I wouldn't know. Like UConn has a good baseball team.
Word.
Yeah, they won the championship, I think. Or UConn soccer won the championship. I forgot. I know the basketball team won it and like another thing won it. Kite. As a motherfucking kite.
Damn. Hardest throwing female in the world?
No. Oh, female.
At a whopping 82 miles an hour.
You know what though? That's not bad. That's actually pretty good. She's a high schooler throwing that. That's as fast as it goes. That's as fast as a high schooler will throw. That's impressive as fuck if she's like a 17-year-old girl throwing 82 miles per hour. I'll tell you, I heard Derek Jeter, you know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Derek Jeter said when he entered the league, he couldn't hit an 80-mile-per-hour fastball.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, he struggled with fastballs that bad. Or I forget what it maybe wasn't that exactly, but something like that. Like when he was young, after high school, he couldn't hit that. So, I mean, she could strike out a Hall of Fame player right now. Like a future Hall of Famer. She's probably striking them out right now. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I know I went to the batting cages and I tried to hit the fastest. I don't remember what it is, but I couldn't hit it. That sucked. I had to go to like the slowest one. It's funner.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm trying to hit balls, dude. I'm over here whiffing. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, like I said, I don't really know too much about the college level, but from like little I know, I feel like that's impressive, especially from a girl. Honestly, if that was a guy, I'd say that's impressive. Or like expected, not impressive, but I would expect that of like a dude at that level.
Yeah.
Like a D1 high school male, that he's like, oh, I throw mid 80s. I'm like, yeah, you got pro potential. When you a grown man, I could see you, you know, fine-tuning your skills and all that shit. Definitely being able to throw, you know, like a 96-mile-per-hour fastball.
Yeah. Unless you might
hit 90. That, I mean, you know, you're a freak if you hit 100. That's not common.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's awesome. But a 100-mile-per-hour fastball is like the baseball version of a slam dunk. Like that in a home run. Like, if you out here throwing like 100, Aroldis Chapman threw 100 and I think 6 miles per hour, and the fucking stadium went nuts. Yeah, like, motherfuckers see you hitting that clock, you become known, you become a legend. They're like, that's the 100 mile per hour guy. Every pitch, 100 miles per hour. There's been people like that. It's just rare. Where like a dude comes out and he could just, every time he throws that ball, it's clocking over 100. Because now you're just waiting for him to set records. You know you're witnessing greatness. Like, pro players ain't fucking, like, you gotta be the best, you gotta be MVP level to hit 100 mile per hour fucking fastball. And if you, a lot of times, if you do make contact, that bat breaking anyways. And you're going to get out because that ball's not going nowhere. That ball's going to roll to the pitcher and he's going to throw it to first and you out.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's like, you got, if you got a fucking 100 mile per hour fastball, you're like a fucking lethal weapon. And, you know, if she could hit 90 with a fastball, I think she's going to have issues with her fastball. But if she could hit mid-90s, she'll be all right. Like 94 at least. I think you should at least have a 94 mile per hour fastball. She's going to definitely have some great pitches. Because a fastball is not the only thing. Like fucking Mariano Rivera is the greatest baseball player that's ever walked the planet. And he had one pitch and it wasn't a fastball. I forget what it was. I think it was like a slider, if I remember right. I should know, he's my favorite player, but yeah, one pitch, couldn't hit it. He'll throw it every single time. Every time. You know it's coming. You know, you watch the film, he's doing it in front of you, you just struck out last two times. I mean, or got a strike by because he was a final inning pitcher type guy. So yeah. He's a closer. They called him the Sandman. You know why? Because the Sandman puts people to sleep.
Oh, shit.
And you know, when it's a baseball game, it's kind of boring a lot of times. It's a long game. It's a Yankees game, so it's late at night. You already worked, and you got work in the morning. And it's pushing midnight. And Mariano Rivera comes out in, like, the fucking bottom of the eighth. You know, I could go home now. I don't have to watch the rest of the game. I could go to bed. I could go to the car and just drive home now. I don't have to watch the rest of the game. We can all go to bed. We can all go to sleep. Because we don't have to worry about the, you know, winning the game. Because soon as he comes out, we've won.
Yeah.
He means we won. He's, the minute he comes out, we won. Like, it was so rare for him to ever blow a save. That shit was the most assuring feeling ever. It was like your kicker knowing that he's going to make every field goal.
Yeah.
It was like knowing that.
Was that Vinatieri type shit?
Yeah, like it was like knowing, like a game, any clutch moment. Like that's clutch, you know, like that's like knowing that no matter what, you know, D-Rose is going to hit the game winner every single time. Every single time. Maybe out of 162 games, he comes out 50 times for game 50 game winners, and he's at least gonna get about 45, 47.
Yeah.
Sometimes he might go all 50 for like 3 years in a row. Like, that's how, and I'm talking about, he's doing that in the biggest games, the championship games, the biggest moments.
Damn, I was just looking at this chick's stats. Well, not stats, but like, dude, 10-yard dash in 1.5 seconds.
Yeah.
30-yard dash in 3.6. 60 yards, 7.2. I don't know what this shuffle shit is. 5-10-5 shuffle run. 5 seconds.
If I could be wrong, but I think it's the thing that looks like the ladder on the floor. And you gotta, like, go sideways. Or not even sideways, but you gotta, like, I think that it's, like, small stepping.
Broad jump kind of wild. 8.9 inches.
I don't know those numbers.
Back exit velocity, 85 miles an hour.
I don't know what to expect for that, to be honest, because that's kind of a newer thing, like last like decade maybe. Yeah. But in the pros, they be hitting like 100. So in high school, if you hitting that, that's pretty fucking standard for the best male players, I bet.
Yeah, they said the average in MLB is 91.
Yeah, damn. So that's probably better than... That's probably better than a lot of the... What is she? She's a pitcher? And she's also a hitter?
Yeah.
Shit, man. What if she becomes like Ohtani? That's cool.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, oh, shit. What the fuck?
She ain't gonna make it. No, I'm not playing, though. Those are some numbers that realistically she can make the league. Like, she... Those numbers, she could dominate. I don't know if she will, but she could. Those numbers, it's not like WNBA shit. Like, that's impressive. That's like if you heard of a basketball, female basketball putting up Wilt Chamberlain numbers in basketball, like or Pete Maravich numbers in college basketball. Like
or a regular size basketball.
Yeah, like averaging
'cause the baseball 60. And the bat and all that shit doesn't change with women, right?
Yeah. Or, no, it wouldn't for baseball, no. A lot of times women play softball.
Yeah, softball is the bigger ball.
Yeah, smaller field.
Yeah, yeah. Baseball is the same. It's about as equal you can get. It's like close to like golf and fucking, you know, tennis and shit. But like...
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, I think
that... One time at Weaver, yo, two teams had... Like, two games got scheduled at the same field. So we couldn't play. We, like, gave it to the other team. So we had to play in a softball field. Baseball. Like, fucking varsity. It was, the score was, like, 24-21. It was, like, constant home runs. It was awesome. Because nobody's hitting home runs in high school.
Oh, you see the shit these people doing now? Fucking, dudes playing basketball on an 8.5-foot rim instead of a 10-foot rim.
Damn.
So they're like jumping from like the free throw line, dunking on each other and shit.
That's crazy. That's like street shit. That's basically what they be doing in the streets. They be dropping the rims. I hate that shit, yo. I remember when I was a kid, you play on a new rim with somebody, you'd always ask, like, yo, you raise the rim? Motherfuckers always got that shit low.
Legacy League.
I've never been dunked on, ever. I don't play basketball like that, especially against people that could. But people try.
This is some wild shit.
What is this? The why?
Legacy League. It's a place where you can go. It's like the actual league.
No shit, that's cool.
And they said they got the All-Star game and all that shit. Quinnipiac?
Oh, this is in Connecticut?
I didn't know that. I've just seen the highlights of the people doing it.
They gotta get better audio.
Yeah.
Motherfucker sound like he's talking out of a peach. Damn.
He's definitely gonna get big off of that shit. Hell there's yeah. So many people that want to dunk. And this like actual game.
Break ankles and dunking's the best thing ever. Yeah. Everybody wants to see broken ankles and dunking. And blocks.
Yeah.
Blocks are great too, and now a bunch of people get to get blocked because everybody gonna try to dunk. Mm. You're gonna get one guy, he's gonna go there, Rasheed Wallace, 50 years old, just blocking everybody.
There's always that one guy that could cross, people can't dunk.
Yeah,
so you're gonna get a text message, and it's gonna be like, meet me at this gym, I got my shoes.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, yo. You know what's funny? I swear to God, when you said that, that's the first thing I thought too. I was like, dudes that could cross but can't dunk. Yeah. Yeah, it's not happening. I'm not playing basketball with nobody.